Chapter 24, A Medical Doctor.
Wrong ideas about the marriage relation. Dr. Q, your mind has not been healthfully exercised at all times since you came to the health retreat. Your ideas in regard to the marriage relation have been erroneous. Nothing but the violation of the marriage bed can either break or annul the marriage vow. We are living in perilous times when there is no assurance in anything save in firm, unwavering faith in Jesus Christ. There is no heart that may not be estranged from God through the devices of Satan if one does not watch unto prayer. Your health would have been in a far better condition had your mind been at peace and rest, but it became confused and unbalanced, and you reasoned incorrectly in regard to the matter of divorce. Your views cannot be sustained on the ground from which you reason. Men are not at liberty to make a standard of law for themselves to avoid God's law and please their own inclination. They must come to God's great moral standard of righteousness. If the wife is an unbeliever and an opposer, the husband cannot, in view of the law of God, put her away on this ground alone. In order to be in harmony with the law of Jehovah, he must abide with her, unless she chooses of herself to depart. He may suffer opposition and be oppressed and annoyed in many ways. He will find his comfort and his strength and support from God, who is able to give grace for every emergency. He should be a man of pure mind, of truly decided, firm principles, and God will give him wisdom in regard to the course which he should pursue. Impulse will not control his reason, but reason will hold the lines of control in her firm hand, that lust shall be held under bit and bridle. Marriage as firm as the Sabbath. Men who are placed in important positions, as those at the health retreat, are made the special objects of Satan's attacks. They are brought necessarily into the society of men and women. Some of these have a coarse, passionate, sensual nature, who, when under temptation, would do anything, regardless of God, regardless of consequences. They would break down the barriers of the marriage relation, that they may form new connections. God gave only one cause why a wife should leave her husband, or the husband leave his wife, which was adultery. Let this ground be prayerfully considered. Marriage was from the creation constituted by God a divine ordinance. The marriage institution was made in Eden. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment was instituted in Eden, when the foundations of the world were laid, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Then let this, God's institution of marriage, stand before you as firm as the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. We inquire, what can be said or done to stop the moral declension that has been taking root in the health retreat? May God forgive those who have had the experience of years in connection with the cause and work of God, and yet will by practice bring in a state of things that will endanger virtue and modesty and self-respect of girls and women. I must urge upon you that which I know from the light which God has been pleased to give me. I have been shown that men and women enjoying the religion of Jesus Christ will not be uneasy, restless, discontented, changeable. The peace of Christ in the heart will give solidity to character. Sacredness of the marriage covenant. I was in the night season in my dreams brought in connection with the health retreat. I felt grieved to see you unhappy and much discouraged. But while I was distressed over this revelation to me, there was one speaking with you, Dr. Q. His words reproved you, but were mingled with tender compassion. I cannot write the exact words as he spoke them. I will try my best to give you the import of them. He said, you are nourishing despondency, but in this you are not wise. You will become weak and inefficient. This will give the enemy advantage over you. God would have you grow nearer and closer to himself, to resemble the image and character of Christ. Your heart is the seat of many tumultuous feelings, which you do not strive vigorously to overcome. you do not put your full heart and will into the work of cleansing the soul temple. Your mind is unwisely exercised on the subject of divorce from your wife. God is not leading you in this. You are not keeping this matter bound within your own mind. You are telling your ideas and plans to others, and in thus doing, you are preparing the way for Satan to affect the minds of others by your suggestions. The matter of the marriage covenant does not stand sacred and elevated in your mind as it should, and you will be certainly in danger of pursuing a wrong course yourself and endangering other souls by your suggestions. Your mind, while stirred up on this subject, cannot be prepared to do the best work, and you cannot be an earnest seeker for the blessing of the Lord unless you shall come up on higher ground. You have done positive injury to the hearts and minds of others. Close quickly the door of your heart that has been opened to the enemy. Open wide the door of your heart and invite Jesus to come in. You will then have a balance wheel to your somewhat erratic nature that you can put your whole being into your work, realizing its importance. Improve every opportunity to work your way upward, exerting a firm and helpful influence. Lose no time in this matter. If you would be a free and happy man, you must resist the enemy. The thoughts on a higher channel. Dr. Q, your mind is not in a healthful state. You center your mind upon things that do not bring to you physical or mental soundness. You must have a change of heart. Then your thoughts will flow into a higher, purer channel. You enjoy the society of women and girls. This becomes to you a snare. In such an institution, the physician's mind should be constantly uplifted to God for strength and wisdom. There is constant danger of the thoughts taking a low level. Unless the Lord is the center of attraction, unless He is a special defense against the temptations of the enemy, He, Satan, will gain power over your mind and separate you from God. Need of heart religion. In a dream on another occasion, you were presented before me. Your head was bowed down upon a table. You were almost unconscious. Words were spoken to you with a firm, decided emphasis. Put that out of your hand. You need not take that. Your life is not your own. Your medicine is not needed to bring you peace and rest. What you need is heart religion, a heart purified, refined, elevated from common things, taking hold upon the divine. Be a man. Call your wife to your side. Become better acquainted with the truth. Be molded by the Spirit of God, and you will have peace. If you take the right course, if you are unwavering in the truth, if you keep your own soul in the love of God, you will be in the hands of the Lord the means of saving your wife. And in her turn, if she accepts the truth of heavenly origin, if she is a meek and humble follower of Christ, she will be the means in the hands of God of being a great blessing to you. Now, Dr. Q, stand up in your God-given manhood. Lift the cross of Christ daily. Uplift your thoughts into a higher, purer channel. Respect your marriage vows and be God's own servant for the uplifting of the human race. If you are an overcomer, you will be among those who will have possession of all things. The eternal weight of glory will be yours. The result of undue familiarity. There is an animal that strikes the arm with feebleness the moment it touches it. The muscles become as if paralyzed. In a similar way will it be with you spiritually if your thoughts are allowed to run in a certain channel and you give attention and preferences to young girls or married women. All this familiarity is death to spirituality. Let your affections and your sympathies entwine about God, else your impulses will become impure, your character will be defective, your heart estranged from God. Whoever touched or handled that which pollutes and yet continued pure? The soul cannot remain pure breathing the atmosphere of that which taints and corrupts. These things steal the heart away from God. The soul withers and becomes deformed because the tent is pitched too near Sodom to breathe the pure atmosphere of heaven. our only safety. The violation of one of God's precepts does violence to your moral nature. For Christ's sake, I implore you to reach a higher standard. Give yourself unreservedly to the Lord. You have lessons to learn that your only safety is to meet the requirements of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then the Word of God will be found a pleasant and profitable guide, a light to your feet and a lamp to your path. Then you can bear perplexities, and they will not overcome you. For you know that your soul is riveted to the eternal rock, because you abide by the simple truth of God.